Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. I am so excited that we are back to these episodes and that I'm bringing back one of our favorite old guests. So joining me once again is Brenna, or Rose Colored Books. How are you today, my dear?
How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. It's been a while.
It really has. Life has not been kind this year.
Definitely hasn't.
But since we've chatted, you've gotten up to some big things. Do you want to share those with the world?
Yeah, sure. So I have kind of been on a break from my book Instagram page. But in the spirit of getting back into it and posting more, I've decided to start a book club.
And how are you hosting that book club?
So currently, we just have it on an app called Fable. I'm not sure exactly how you can look up book clubs yet. I'm still figuring it out as we go.
I can actually do a tutorial of that either at the end of this episode or on a next one. I found that out this morning, actually.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that would be great. That would probably be good to know. And then as soon as I can get it up and working and get everything in, it'll also be in a Discord channel. So, but that's still not happening yet.
And what kind of books are you guys leaning into? What's the time frame? Like, how are you structuring this?
So it's going to be one book a month, just so, you know, it's not too much pressure, not too much, you know, intruding on other people's TBRs for the month. We're going to mainly focus on fantasy and science fiction. Maybe throw in, you know, a couple other genres, but that's going to be our main thing. And yeah.
And I know you had a really interesting fact when you were marketing this about all of the books being older than a certain age. Do you
Oh, yeah.
want to chat a little bit about that, just in case people are having the same questions I had?
I would love to. So, something that was super important to me is that all of the books that we're going to be discussing in the book club will be, at least for the next year, published before 2022. And then next year, if we're still doing it, that is, it'll be, you know, anything before 2023. So the reason I kind of, you know, did that was that books go down in price on Amazon as ebooks, you know, as they get a little older. And also so that it's easier for people to get their books checked out from the library in case that's the only way that they're able to. Usually they're more available, more convenient, less people have checked them out, you know, a year or two after they've come out. So that was kind of my reasoning behind that part.
And for people who might be in other countries and want to join, how do you feel about that? Especially because with the podcast, we do have the variety of global listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. It's available to anyone and everyone, whatever, you know, and you can dip out a month if you need to, or if it takes a little bit longer to read, that's fine. We're very welcoming and open, and yeah.
And I know on Fable, you can kind of set like milestones and you can kind of set like discussion posts and things like that. Are there any particular topics you're hoping to discuss, or do you just want to see people read and find out what they like and what they don't like?
Definitely the latter. I'm just kind of gonna use the preset ones that it already had in. So it's about a discussion every chapter. So I'm just gonna have those be left open and we'll see if people actually utilize them. And yeah, not super strict, not super crazy.
So since we are talking about books, I have a couple of book-related questions for you. This is not like a random questions episode. These are serious.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yes, serious question. Go.
Okay, the first one. If you had to describe a book club to somebody who's never been in one before, how would you do that?
It is an environment, whether it be virtual or in person, through friends, through family, through just random people you happen to come along or come across. It's just a fun time where someone picks a book, or you all pick a book, there's a vote, and you read that book and you have fun discussing it and able to share your thoughts and opinions in a open and comforting and welcoming discussion.
And if you were being 100% honest with us, how do you feel a month equates to people's timelines? Do you think that's kind of lenient? Do you think that's a little bit rushed? What do you feel about that?
I am gonna be honest, I'm trying out the month method. This is my first time ever running a book club. This is only my second time ever being in a book club. The other one that I'm in runs it once a month, so I was like, I'm gonna use your format and kind of steal it. If it doesn't work for everyone, then I'm willing to make changes and have it, maybe 2 books a month if people speed through the books, or once every 2 months, if people need a little bit more time, I'm totally willing to make adjustments.
And for you personally, about how many books a month do you read?
It kind of depends on the month, not gonna lie.
That's fair. That's fair.
Past couple months, I've been averaging 1 or 2 books, but this month in November, I've already gotten through 5, so
Okay. And
it
as
definitely depends.
somebody who is also a writer, do you think that plays a role in which books you're choosing, or are you really leaving it up to the community, or how are you going about that part of it?
I'm kind of going about it like half and half. I have a list of books that I want to put up to a vote once we get closer to the end of December's read. And so I'm gonna put up like maybe 2 or 3, have the community vote which out of those 2 or 3 they want to read next. And then whichever gets the most votes will read next. And then the next or the least voted 1 or 2 will go into the next month's poll.
I know that and I don't have a better way to say this, but like little old lady traditional book clubs, they actually pair up with other book clubs and they do a book exchange so that people don't always have to buy brand new books. Is that something you
Right.
would be open to if it worked out that there was a similar community, or if it worked out that someone else locally was willing to do that with you?
Definitely, if it worked out like locally, and I know not everyone in my book club is local so far, so I
Right.
feel
I
like it
just meant
kind of
like
depends.
if locally was the wrong word, I guess, but like if it worked out that there was a group willing to do that, is that something you'd be open to?
Yeah, absolutely. It just kind of depends on the group, and if my group wants to do that, then let's do it, use books for the win.
Fair enough. So that actually leads me to my next question. Are you somebody who annotates your books or leaves note like sticky notes in them, or do you keep them as pure as possible?
That's actually really funny because I really like talking about my annotating journey. I used to absolutely hate writing in my books. I would never write in them, never put sticky notes, never even bend them. I would keep them as pristine as possible. But then over the past year and a half, I've been like, well, let's just try out annotating my favorite lines, just underlining or highlighting them. I'm still not to the point of sticky notes. I don't like how they look in books. But I've definitely become a little more lax or chill with how I treat my books.
Fair enough. And if you had like one piece of advice for anybody who's maybe on the fence, not necessarily about your book club, but about them in general, do you have that piece of advice?
I would say if you're comfortable with it, then go for it. If you're not, then that's totally cool. You can come back to it. With mine specifically, I don't mind if you come into my direct messages on Instagram or Discord and be like, "Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about your book club, like what kind of reiterating what we put here." I can totally put it into simpler words or better words, or if anyone needs a little more extra information on what we're going to be doing, I am 100% happy to provide it.
And as far as content goes, do you have any sort of like content warnings, or do you have any sort of things that you're completely avoiding, or like what kind of content can people expect with you?
I think that's going to be up to the community as well. If anyone has any issues or triggers, then I want them to be able to come to me and feel comfortable about it, letting me know, like, hey, I don't want to read any books discussing this. And even if a book does have that, I want them to feel comfortable that they don't have to read that book that month.
Awesome.
They
Okay.
can read, yeah.
And do. What book are you starting with? I've forgotten.
We're starting with A Darker Shade of Magic by V.E. Schwab. Yeah, it's a book that's been on my personal to-read list for many a years, and so I was like, well, I feel like December is the perfect time to start it. I don't know why, but it feels like it.
Oh, I have a good question for you. Not that I disagree with your reasoning. That's awesome. I know that some of my listeners are very auditory. That's why podcasts are their thing. How do you
For
feel
sure.
about like audiobooks versus reading it yourself versus I forget what the trend is, but the YouTube synopsis kind of things?
I don't even know what that is. Like Spark Notes, but in YouTube form?
Kind of. They're a little more detailed than Spark Notes. And then they're also, like, at the end, there's a section where they're like, okay, stop listening if you don't want personal opinion review kind of things. But they're really interesting. I've seen quite a few of them lately.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
But,
As for like physical, go for it. If you have the book, if you have access to the physical book, that's welcome. Ebooks, like I said, any books on Kindle, I'm fine with that. Audiobooks, if that's your thing, go for it. I don't have any specifications. I personally use all of those things,
I
so.
guess I could foresee the question. Are audiobooks cheating? And I just wanted to address it as like, no, never.
No, never. They're not cheating, trust. Anyone who says that is wrong.
What is your
Just
ideal reading setting or condition?
in my room, quiet. I cannot read when there is other noise going on in my room or the house or outside or anything. Just kind of hanging out with my dogs, a candle, and just getting like enveloped in the story.
So not to derail too much, because I know you had a job for a while where you were selling candles. What kind of scents do you prefer when you're reading?
I like anything warm and toasty, but also fruity. I don't like those fresh, clean scents or anything flowery. Those just make me wig out completely.
So,
But
like
yeah,
baking
anything like.
scents, like banana bread
Yes.
or like a cranberry scone or like, I'm trying to think,
Absolutely.
like gingerbread cookies. Okay,
Any
cool.
of those, yes.
And do. Let me go ahead and give the tutorial real quick.
Yeah,
Since
sure.
we have just a few minutes left of this episode. So to start, you'll want to download the Fable Book Club app. It is free, and it is available for both Android and iPhone. And then once you get there, you can also do this from the website, but the app is preferable for most people from what I can tell. At the bottom, you have home, clubs, store, library, and profile. You're going to hit clubs. And then if you're not in any yet, there's an all clubs tab that has like what's trending or famous people hosting book clubs or our most popular book clubs or whatever. If you want to sort check those out, that's on you. Have fun. If you want to find Brenna's book club or my book club, there's a magnifying glass in the top right and you can put in the actual title. So, Brenna, we didn't discuss that. What is yours called?
Mine is called Rose Colored Book Club.
So as soon as I type rose and then C, it comes up as the first thing for me, and there's nothing else similar to it. And then I do have one of these as well, if you wanted to join that. It's called Reading with Blue Jay. And as soon as you get Reading with B, it shows up. So that's really awesome. And I believe, if I read this correctly, you will be able to see the discussions from previous books. So if you missed something and you want to participate, you still can. As long as the host of the club leaves that discussion open, you can still come back to it anytime. So I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, that is. I like that. I didn't even know about that. See, you learn something new every day.
And are there any other questions that we can foresee about maybe the app or about joining? Anything else we want to make sure our listeners know?
I can't foresee anything. You're a bit better at this than I am. Yeah, I will have updates in the book club on Fable in the general discussion. And on my Instagram at Rose Colored Books, whenever the Discord channel opens up. But I think that was the only other thing that I had to add.
Yeah, and maybe I'm a little more tech savvy than I realize, but I had a pretty easy time navigating the app, so I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you are more tech savvy than I, and you will be just fine. But should anything else arise, you can comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also reach out to Brenna or myself. We've dropped all of those links on the podcast before, and they will be dropped in today's episode as well. Thank you so much for your time, Brenna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's always lovely. And we didn't argue this time. And thank
Yay!
you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Learning to Fly podcast. We're still rebuilding our routine, so hopefully we'll be back tomorrow with another episode. But if not, bear with us. We'll be back soon. Bye for now.